Hello and welcome to episode 20 of npmom.com. And with me is my co-host and husband, Sats.
What's going on, everybody?
And today we're going to talk to you a little bit about our transition from daycare to nanny to early year center. We're going to focus more on the early year center part. But as you guys recall from previous npmom.com podcasts, we had our children in daycare starting in January of 2016, and we pulled them out July 1st. The reason we pulled them out July 1st was not because they weren't enjoying themselves, because I got to tell you, I actually had a hard time getting them out personally, just from a mom and a mom's perspective, because they were learning so much. Every day was creative thinking, creative play, social play, learning by example from others, social interaction. So to peel them away from all of that was really difficult from a parent perspective. But we were fortunate enough to get a live-in nanny. So bringing them back home and having them in the comfort of their own home. Some of the cons, I guess, to pulling them out of daycare were some of the things that I just mentioned earlier. But some of the pros of bringing them back home was that they weren't getting sick as often. They weren't picking up on all those cute little viruses that those little ones are running around with. And not to mention, I was a little bit of a sergeant with their naps, and going down from two naps to one nap pretty drastically when they were only less than 12 months, it was a little bit hard for us to deal with in the evenings because they were pooped. So anyway, we pulled them out in July. We did a slow transition when our nanny came because A, I've got two children and I didn't want to sort of throw them in the mix with somebody in the house that they weren't really familiar with. So that was the slow transition. And what we did was we had them in daycare twice a week, so that they were slowly transitioning out of daycare and slowly transitioning back into the home environment. So our nanny was taking care of them 3 days out of the week while they were in daycare 2 days out of the week. Then we decided July 1st that we were going to cut it out completely. They were already starting to get used to the idea of having the nanny taking care of them, because majority of the week that's what they were doing. And going to daycare, you know, was just kind of a fun thing to do, but it wasn't a ritual like it was before. So anyway, once we brought them home, July 1st, our nanny started taking over. And then it came to the point where my husband and I started worrying about their developmental growth. They were learning a lot when they were in daycare, and we were getting worried about possibly that being stunted to a certain extent, being in the environment of their own home. So we spoke to our nanny and we came up with a little bit of a curriculum where they would still continue doing creative play, doing crafts during the day, having some social interaction with other children, which was a little bit of the hard and challenging piece, because our nanny was great at taking them to the park, but oftentimes during the mornings there wouldn't be a lot of children at the park, so oftentimes they would just be socializing with each other. Now, they socialize with each other on a day-to-day basis, every day, every minute, every second of every hour. So I didn't want them to be continuing to socialize with each other. I wanted them to socialize with other children. So what my husband and I decided to do was we trialed the Saturday drop-in classes in the mornings at the earlier center. So I'm going to throw it over to Sats, because I think it's really important for the fathers to hear some of the pearls from a man's perspective of, you know, oftentimes the earlier center is looked at as, oh, the moms or the nannies or the grandparents take them. And oftentimes we're seeing more fathers than we are anybody else. So I'm going to throw it over to Sats.
So as a father, I do agree that it's important for your kid to have a balance between development, creative, and playing at the same time. And it's not that we didn't like them in daycare. I mean, getting sick and all that kind of stuff was, you know, part of the reason. I'm not going to lie. Another part of it is from a financial standpoint, it did balance out. It was almost the same when you have two kids. But the other option is we actually have We have nephews that actually were raised by a nanny as well, and they turned out so well that we felt that there was definitely a benefit to it. The other thing is we're also a very religious family, so the type of food that our children are supposed to eat from a nutrition standpoint, from a religion standpoint, was also very important. And we felt that we had a little bit more control in terms of what they can and can't eat when we actually have a nanny, whereas when they're in the daycare, typically they'll just eat whatever they make, and if it's a vegetarian day, then they're just going to eat like fries, so it's not very nutritious, we found. But so focusing more on the earlier center, I actually started going with Boonam to take our kids to these earlier centers, and at first I was just like, I can't believe I'm going to do this, I don't know what I'm going to do there, this is going to be not boring, but I'm going to have a lot of kids running around, and it's Saturday morning, and I'm tired. But I'm not going to lie, when I first went there, the joy that I just saw on my kids' face, not only are they interacting with other children, so we brought that element back where they actually have interaction with other kids, but they're developing with specific tools and toys and all that other kind of stuff that are targeted towards development. And, you know, there's a couple of toys that they absolutely love playing with, so we actually purchased a couple of those, and we can write those in the show notes. It was like a something where it's like a painting set. So you get a smock and you get all these watercolored paints and you can go to town. And there's also this water table / sand table. They really gravitated towards the two of those. So we felt that, you know, if it's going to help their development, let's just bring those home and they can play with them all the time. And again, what we do when they do come home is even at home time, there's a balanced schedule between playtime, creative, learning. And so what we want to do is we want to obviously bring things that are going to promote their growth in different areas. Like I said, just going back to as a father, one of the things I did notice at the earlier center, I mean, the balance was still more towards the mothers being there. But I do see that, you know, more and more fathers started coming over the last, I've been going there for about 6 months now. So over the last 2 to 3 months, I'd say there's generally more fathers there. As like I said, from a parent and as a father, it's really nice seeing my daughter and my son developing, they're playing, they're interacting with other kids. Now they're actually able to remember names of some of the kids, and they repeat those names when they come back home, which, you know, it tells me that from a cognitive standpoint, they're retaining a lot of things, which is really great to see. Again, earlier centers is something that's government funded. I'm not sure if it's in every part of the country, but it definitely is in the province of Ontario, where it's government funded, so it's free, and you can go for about 2 to 3 hours, and like I said, interact with different kids. The one piece of advice that I'll give you is, although it's great to continually interact with the same kids, you may want to switch up the earlier centers every couple of weeks, and the reason why I say that is so they can interact with different kids and different toys and tools as well, just so that they're not stuck on one center alone and sort of they've kind of optimized on that one center. If you take them to different centers, they can actually it may actually help with their growth.
Yeah, so I'm just going to interject. That's a great point. But I think it's also key to sort of keep in mind that the earlier center are also very mindful of this. So what they do is they do different stations, and those stations for the most part are rotated and changed on a weekly, daily basis, I want to say, actually, because what I try to do is I try to get my children to go to the earlier center from 9 till 11:30 twice a week. Now, being a nurse practitioner consultant, I have the flexibility in my schedule to be able to send my children with their nanny, but I've capped it at 2 days because they still get, you know, some social play and they still learn from others. And I think 2 times is sufficient. So every station, every time I go there is something different. They do have a painting station, but sometimes they'll put, instead of paint, they'll put pudding, and they'll have little sticks and sponges that, you know, you can dip into the pudding and you can just throw on pieces of paper. So sometimes they have watercolored paint. Sometimes they have, you know, pastel paints and different colors. So I guess going back to what Zatz is saying, there are some sections in the earlier center that are sort of dedicated to certain stations, but they still try to, you know, change it up. And the other thing is they're really good with changing it up with the themes. So during Halloween, they had a sandbox, and inside the sandbox, they had like little spiders in there, you know, to sort of coordinate the whole Halloween spirit. We haven't been in a couple of days now, so I'm not sure what the earlier center is going to look like as far as the Christmas theme, which is just around the corner. But my assumption and my understanding will be that they'll coordinate it based on the occasion that's around the corner.
So are our children dressing as reindeers or elves?
I have no idea, but come to think of it, they actually have a section where they do dress up as well.
Yeah, I think Aryan would make a really good reindeer. No, Maya would make a very good reindeer. Mm-hmm. Aryan would make a very good elf.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the other thing that I really find that benefits my children is circle time. Initially when they were younger and we were going, circle time could be like, you know, the worst thing in the world for them, because sitting in a circle, listening to songs was the last thing they wanted to do because they just wanted to continue exploring and running around. But now that they've gotten older, they actually really enjoy that time. So what they do is they just sit in a circle. Majority of the time, they sing a bunch of songs like Oh Mr. Sun or the Itsy Bitsy Spider. Sometimes they play with the parachute. Sometimes they play with little balls and do kind of like hot potato around the circle. They also sometimes sit down and do story time. I'm going to be honest with you, story time is still a little bit of a buzzkill for my children. They can't sit and listen to a story, especially the long stories that the earlier centers do. But it's definitely good for children 3 and up. My children just aren't there yet. But I find that the circle time is something that's transferable. So you can, as parents, you can learn the lyrics and you can bring it home and then just do sort of your own pseudo circle time at home. So on the days that you can't make it to the earlier center, you can do some creative play that you've kind of, you know, mimicked from the earlier center and then follow it by circle time. So my children are always constantly asking me to play songs with them in the circle, and we do the actions. The other thing I really appreciate is that they teach sign language in some of the songs, which I think is an awesome asset to have for our children. It's definitely a cool skill to have, something that I wish my children learned a little bit more about, just because I think it's really important. And the last thing is, my daughter went through a phase, a very short phase. I think myself and Sats may have nipped it early by sending them to the earlier center a little bit more. But she went through a phase where everything was hers. So it was all mine and no. And that was always whenever she needed to share. So the concept of sharing from monkey see, monkey do at the earlier center was actually nipped quite early, before it got bad, because she started understanding and seeing that everybody was sharing. And so that's definitely another added benefit to taking them to the earlier center. So I think a part of it is twofold. I had some reservations about taking my children out of daycare, even though our nanny has been nothing but great for my children. But it was just sort of, you know, the growing pains of taking them out and, you know, sort of disrupting that routine of what we had going, which was really going in a good direction. So the earlier center is kind of a nice balance for both my children and for myself as a parent, because I'm still seeing a lot of the social play, the creativity, the circle time and songs. I'm seeing a lot of that actually happening at the earlier center. It's not for as long as the daycare, obviously, because they were in daycare for 8 hours a day. But definitely 3.5 hours is more than enough time. And I'm also noticing that by the time that day is done, even though it is 3.5 hours, they're pooped. So they're ready to come home, have their lunch, and have a good 2.5 to 3 hour nap. So it's definitely stimulating them enough to get them both on a good developmental upclimb, and also exhausting enough for them to have a proper sleep. So definitely look in your community. I think community centers may also have something very similar to the earlier center. And another place that I've heard some positive things about are libraries. So local libraries often have little toddler children programs during the day. I understand when I'm saying this that not everybody has the flexibility to be able to take their children during the days. So I should also add in that there are some evening classes as well. So I did take my children to the library a few evenings after I came home from work, which was between the hours of 4 and 6. And they would have, you know, certain circle times and songs and dancing programs happening during the evenings too. So for those that, you know, have a little bit more flexibility after work hours, that's definitely another option. But I guess our whole sort of take on this podcast is just to let everybody know that there's options out there, and they're actually free. They're government funded, and they're available. So I don't think it was until I spoke to a few other mommies until I realized that there were so many different programs out there during the day that, you know, could keep my children occupied and still stimulated enough to learn. So definitely look in your community and see what's out there. Speak to other moms and dads, because often networking is the way to go, and take it from there. And hopefully this was helpful. And again, we'll put the links of some of those purchases that we made on our blog. And I'd love to hear sort of some of the things that have worked for you guys, and possibly other programs that may be out in your community that we could share between our network of listeners. And we can sort of learn together. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, stay hopeful.
Bye, guys.